Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. You name it, she does it. Facebook, Twitter, blogging, podcasts. She's turning into a social media guru. Our co-host, Jessica Labby, avoided being on Facebook as long as she could and still considers canceling it at least once a month. Mike, our producer, is on Facebook and has his own podcast at talkmusic.us. Whether you tweet or not, I'm glad you found this crazy team. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Mike, you would not even believe how many Facebook friends I have.
You have a lot of friends, Jenny. I saw that.
Do you know why? Because when she's at work, when she's not adjusting, she's on her iPhone.
She works
actually, that's not true. I have been very careful to not over-abuse my iPhone.
I've been on for a year. I think I have two friends or something. Jennifer and Jessica.
That's right. You know why I have so many friends? It's because they want to listen to all this amazing information and inspiration on For the Health of It.
No doubt.
And I'm so excited because today we're bringing back one of my favorite interviewees. We have James Doherty. He's the head educator and head of the professional division at Innate Response Formulas, which is a really amazing New Hampshire-based whole food supplement company. And he was just telling us where he's lecturing coming up. He's all over the country talking about the complex science of whole food nutrition. And so we're excited to have James back as our expert in stress and adrenal glands today. Welcome back, James.
Hey, James.
Thank you very much.
So glad you're here. You know, I would bet that most people listening to this feel, for the most part, overworked and underrested. You know, that's just what our society's
dealing
with.
I'm in that category.
Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, this time of year, we're near the holidays and people are working really hard. James, you were just saying how much you're traveling. What do you have to say about stress in our society?
Stress is considered one of the number one health epidemics in our country today. If you look at boosting your immune system, if you look on WebMD, they say that the number one way to boost your immune system is through stress reduction. And so this time of year, I think it's really essential with Thanksgiving, the holidays coming, that we keep in mind, you know, the level of stress that we're putting our bodies through.
I think I read recently that something like 80% of all diseases have a component of stress that added to it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a very high amount. And because stress is, it's really intricately connected with all of your bodily processes, your immune system, your energy levels, your metabolism, everything is connected with stress. Your body gets into that fight or flight response and shuts off a lot of different things that are good for long-term health in order to basically live for today.
So when we say stress, let's define what we mean by that, because a lot of people will think physical stress, which, you know, obviously that can happen, being overworked, being pushing it too much, not resting enough. But there's also emotional stress, you know, financial worries, relationship problems, work issues. There's environmental stress, which would include food toxins, environmental toxins. There's a lot of ways that we can have stress. You know, and it's interesting, I find personally and with our patients that ability to handle stress, you know, really depends on how many areas your life has stress. You know, of course, a loss of a loved one, a spouse, that's a huge stress impact. But, you know, if somebody, say, loses their job, but yet they're getting good sleep and they're eating well and they have healthy relationships, they might not feel as much stress. But that compounding nature of stress, when there's enough things in your life that are stressful, that can really start to affect the body.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really great study out there that was recently done, and they looked at, you know, does the body understand the difference between the physical stress and an emotional stress, a psychological stress?
Yeah.
And the answer is that there really is no difference to the body. The body goes through that same set of reactions no matter what.
Yes, it's like being chased by the tiger and imagining, thinking about being chased by the tiger. It initiates the same chemical response in the body. I was reading about that.
That's right. That's
so even worry and playing through scenarios in your brain and imagining the worst, that, so you're saying that chemically can cause the same disruption as if the event actually happened.
That's right.
That's amazing. How critical.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do?
Well, the things that we can do is rebalance your endocrine system. Your endocrine system is really connected with your nervous system, your brain, and how everything is perceived.
Now, when you say endocrine, you basically mean your hormones.
Your hormones, that's right. And the endocrine system is made up of a series of different glands, including the adrenal gland, the thyroid gland, the pituitary, all these other glands produce these hormones that elicit a response in your body. These glands make more drugs than all the drug companies in the world combines. And so basically, when you go through any kind of stress, your body's creating drugs such as cortisol or adrenaline in order to handle that stressful situation.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because with all the patients we have in the office and just people I know, it's amazing how many people I've talked to that have thyroid issues. I didn't realize it was so common.
Yeah, thyroid issues are a huge problem in the society today. When you would think of about thyroid issues, you think of your endocrine system really as a totem pole, and the adrenal gland is on the lower end of that totem pole. So as you go through adrenal exhaustion or stress exhaustion, your adrenal glands get so overworked that they stop working correctly, and that puts a lot of the extra stress on the thyroid gland. And then that all of a sudden causes hypothyroidism, it causes lack of energy, it causes weight gain, it causes you know, people having problems
with energy. This conversation stressing me out.
Just stick with us, Mike.
Okay, all right.
Stick with us.
I'm getting nervous here.
Let me guess. You didn't go to bed early and you've already had coffee this morning.
Three cups.
Three? Oh, my word.
Hi.
Jeez.
So coffee is a great example.
Let's talk about coffee.
Coffee is a great example of enhancing your body through drugs, if you will, right? The drug in coffee is caffeine. Now, caffeine, we all think of giving us energy, but the real action behind caffeine is caffeine actually works through their endocrine system, and it enhances the adrenal gland's ability to release adrenaline and to release cortisol. So that feeling of energy that you're getting is actually a false energy, because it's basically enhancing those two chemicals in your body.
So you're exhausting your adrenal glands even more by doing that.
That's right. You're not only exhausting your adrenal glands, but you're shutting off everything that your body wants to do for long-term health. I mean, there's a really good connection between osteoporosis and aging faster than you should when you use things such as high amounts of caffeine, you know, more than 3 or 4 cups a day.
Okay, so I think I got this. So basically, when you have stimulants or you initiate that stress response, either because you have a true stress or you have a perceived stress because you're thinking of it, you activate the adrenal glands, which excrete adrenaline and cortisol. And it's like you put your body in that heightened state as if you are being chased by the tiger.
That's right.
And that gives you the energy to get through your day because you're overworked and underrested. But if you do that too long, you're going to actually burn out your adrenals.
Exactly.
That's huge. I bet a lot of people would relate to that. You know, I have a list here somewhere of symptoms of adrenal exhaustion. Okay, so listen to this. Fatigue in the morning. You don't really seem to wake up until about 10 a.m., even if you've been awake since 7. Afternoon lows from 2 to 4. Feelings, you know, sleepiness, clouded thinking. Bursts of energy at 6 p.m. You finally feel better after your afternoon lull. Sleepiness at 9 to 10. However, you resist going to sleep. A second win at 11 that can last up until 1 a.m. when you finally go to sleep. Cravings for foods high in salt and fat, increased PMS or menopausal symptoms, mild depression, lack of energy, decreased ability to handle stress, muscular weakness, increased allergies, lightheadedness when you get up from a lying down or sitting position, decreased sex drive, frequent sighing, which is kind of interesting. And
That's weird.
That is weird.
Then it goes on, you know, heartburn and there's so many other things, digestive issues.
So that part about the sleep and then waking up at night, I wonder if that's why people think they're night people as opposed to morning people.
Yes, which is such a self-fulfilling prophecy. We talk about that in our sleep workshops.
Well, it could be the adrenal fatigue.
That's true.
That's making them think that.
That's absolutely right. And the, you know, the thyroid, right, handles a lot of those other issues with the adrenal gland. And so when you create all of these biological insults to your body, you don't get first morning sun, which sets your biological 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right.
So you think you're a night person because your body hasn't fully woken up until about noontime when you get your first amount of sunlight from going out for your lunchtime break. You know, that is a downward spiral. So you really need to make sure that you treat your endocrine system in a positive way, getting plenty of exercise, getting first morning sun, watching out for toxins in the environment, you know, phytoestrogens, xenoestrogens, all these different things.
What do we do if we say we work weird schedules like that? How do we combat that, you know?
It's very difficult.
Yeah,
you can't.
Because I work at night, you know?
This right.
It's just when I work, usually, so.
But you're up early. I mean, not early, but you can still get morning sun. Yeah. You know, you could train your body to not have to need so much caffeine.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And you can also do some other things. You know, exercise is a big component. I know you do that.
Yep. Meditation.
Meditation is another big part of it. Full spectrum lighting. You know, a lot of people, you know, you think about it, all the lighting in our houses now are either compact fluorescent or LCD, LED. You're not getting that full spectrum of sunlight.
So get some sunlight whenever you can. Yeah.
Right, right. Including the lighting in your house.
Yep.
Well, I have an idea. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, I would love to hear more about the relationship between our adrenals and our immune system and health. And I actually have dug up a really cool piece of information regarding the ability to hold your chiropractic adjustments and the adrenal glands.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We are back with our expert on stress and the adrenals, James Doherty of Innate Response Formulas. And we're talking about the adrenal glands and stress. And, you know, James, I wanted to bring up one thing that I've researched are the three stages, basically, of adrenal exhaustion. And just to help our listeners see the big picture, you know, the first stage is alarm reaction. And that's what we were talking about with the tiger, whether it's a true alarm or a perceived alarm. Basically, what will happen is the adrenals will kick in and produce extra hormones, and your body's on full alert. So that it's that immediate stress situation. If you've ever had a near accident in your car or been told bad news, you can literally feel the chemicals be released in your body. It's that buzzing feeling that you can get.
I felt that on my way here this morning when a car pulled out in front
of
me. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and the thing is after that alarm reaction is over, even that short moment, the body will go through a temporary recovery phase, and it can last up to 24 to 48 hours. And during that letdown phase, you'll feel potentially more tired. You just want to rest. And what happens, though, if the stress doesn't stop, if the stress continues, then the adrenals will finally keep release hormones, and they'll eventually become overtaxed to the point that they're depleted. So the second stage then is the resistance stage. And that's that period of time that you can have that continued just severe stress. And that's when the adrenals will actually begin to adapt and rebuild themselves. And now what's crazy is they're like a walnut-sized gland on top of the kidneys, but they have the capacity to increase in size and function. So if the stress keeps going, the adrenals will actually grow to adapt. And for some people, they can even touch that area above their kidneys and have tenderness if the adrenals are overworked and are enlarged. And, you know, that can last literally up to 15 to 20 years. Someone can be in that state of just overworked adrenals. And, you know, and cortisol, which is the adrenal hormone that's really being released during that stage. And what's crazy about it is cortisol is what really supplies that energy. So it involves glucose, it involves sodium, it increases your blood pressure. So a lot of people who have increased blood pressure are just having overworked adrenals. And then eventually you'll reach the exhaustion stage. And that's the point, they call it hypoadrenia, where basically the adrenal glands just can't do it anymore. They lose their ability to adapt to stress. and you're basically...
You don't want to get there.
Well, is that reversible?
Well, it depends. I mean, it can literally be a total collapse of body function. It can be life-threatening in some cases, and because the body literally has no more ability to handle stress. It becomes very weak. The energy is gone. The cells are in crisis. That's the point where it can be really critical. Most people that would seek help are probably closer to the resistance stage. And yes, there are things you can do. So did I sum that up well, James?
Oh, absolutely. That was perfect.
And would you find that most people are in that resistance stage when they start to notice that their body's not working?
Yeah, the stage one and stage two is more common. Stage three, as you said, is, you know, potentially life-threatening. With the endocrine system in the adrenal glands, the thyroid gland, when you think about that, it's really the body's thermostat for everything. So the adrenal glands are adapting to the level of stress. So if you need to fight a woolly mammoth or you need to fight your boss because he gave you a pay cut,
right?
It's the same reaction. Your body's going to give you that increased level of stress to meet that demand of that fight, right? Now, whether you take that action or not is really important, because if you hold that in, right, the endocrine system continues to keep on pumping out cortisol, and so they
stay. So even if you lie in bed at night thinking of what you would say to that boss, it's the same chemical reaction.
Right, it's almost better to let him know, or to have your support family, your network of friends, you know, talk through those issues so you can release all of those different emotional stressors in your body. Because if you don't release them, your adrenal glands keep on pumping out that cortisol, right?
Right.
And it diminishes and diminishes and can be a huge problem.
Wow. So really taking steps to counteract that and not filling your body with toxins, which will further deplete it. You know,
Why did you look at me?
I'm just scanning the room. Like here, for example, I was reading that mercury will accumulate in the adrenals as will other toxins. So, you know, you can already be at a disadvantage based on your lifestyle and environmental poisons that you've possibly ingested or you've been exposed to.
That's right. Yeah, all of the stressors in life. If you don't get enough exercise, then your body's not fit enough to handle that stress. If you don't eat the right foods, right? If you don't have foods rich in vitamin C and flavonoids and zinc and selenium and B6, those are all the vitamins and nutrients that nourish the adrenal gland. So if you're eating deep fatty foods, if you're eating foods that inhibit function of the endocrine system, and then that stress on top of the stress from your boss giving you that pay cut or that problem with your friend or something like that, that also depresses the ability on the endocrine system to function properly.
You know what I find interesting, and you're talking about how the adrenals affect the whole endocrine system. There's all these people that are developing all of these diseases as a result of this, but these diseases are being treated with medications for other organs.
That's right.
And the cause of the problem is not being resolved, and the adrenal glands are being ignored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for example, when the adrenal gland is in that fight or flight response, one of the things the adrenal gland actually does is increase blood sugar in your blood, right? So blood sugar can increase 9 or 10%. And it increases blood sugar because it wants to give you more energy to fight. But that increase in blood sugar in your blood is a side effect for a lot of other things like insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, heart disease, etc. So that is the reason why stress is the number one way to increase life expectancy. People that has a positive motivation, people that are positive and not under stress, live an average of 7.5 years longer than people that are negative people or people under chronic stress.
You know, what I love about this conversation is it goes back to what we say in almost every podcast, where if you're making the right choices day in and day out with your lifestyle, you can prevent and you can handle stress and you can prevent disease. And, you know, really what happens is if you just don't see that connection, you don't see the body as a whole and really recognize how your choices affect your health, then that's where you're going to find yourself in these problems.
And that's why it's so important during your commute to work to listen to an uplifting audiobook. right?
Actually, you know what? You're right. Because one thing that, and this has been really interesting to me, is I have found that, and I've talked to many people about this, is when you're in the car, and particularly when you're alone in the car driving, your brain does a weird warp thing. Worries can come up. Stresses can come up. You can replay conversations.
Have some downtime, that's why.
Yeah. And I agree. Yeah. That's one way to counteract that time, is to listen to something uplifting, whether music or mm-hmm. audiobooks.
And
I
also
do agree with that.
The traffic. And
right. Right. Yeah. Well, you're under stress. When you're under stress, your adrenal gland, not only does cortisol do all the things we talked about, but cortisol also diminishes long-term memory. So it diminishes your ability to meditate. It increases short-term memory, those kind of those flashbulb moments where you have the reminders of stressful situations. Like every time I go through Route 93, there's so much traffic, and that flashbulb in your head goes off, and you're like, it just reinforces your rage and wanting to drive through the car in front of you.
Right.
So
calm down, James.
Wow.
But that was right. I mean, that's what happens to people. And maybe it's not traffic. It might be a relationship reminder. It might be a financial. It might be a work.
It's easy to fall into it.
Right.
It really is.
So there's ways to do it through meditation, through exercise, through eating right. But also, there are supplements you can take, botanical modulators or botanical adaptogenic modulators that work with that endocrine thermostat, right, to help regulate levels of cortisol in the body, regulate levels of adrenaline in the body, remodulate the stress response so you're not going through that fight or flight response as severe without those botanical modulators.
So that's a good tool when you're in a stressor situation that maybe you can't control, or you're working on changing lifestyle. Because I have read that when you're in adrenal fatigue, it can take a good 1 to 5 years to really reverse the damage that's been done. It's something that takes a while for your body to heal from.
That's right, because it's a huge network. There's an axis that exists between your nervous system and your brain, the hypothalamus, the master gland, which is the pituitary gland, which actually sits right below the hypothalamus, and then the adrenal gland and the thyroid gland. They call it the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal gland axis and the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. And that axis is this big feedback loop of constant information. You know, the pituitary gland will receive a signal from the hypothalamus saying, you know, there's a fight that we have to have. The pituitary gland sends that signal to the adrenal or the thyroid, and all of a sudden you go through these things, and that motion, that action of the body doesn't shut off very easily. So it does take some time, but botanical modulators such as ashwagandha or rhodiola or some of the other botanical modulators can help mitigate that response.
Well, and it sounds like to reverse or prevent adrenal fatigue, it takes deliberate intention in your thoughts and in your actions. You know, if you're going to drive in the car, you have to say, okay, what can I do right now to help keep my mind in a healthy place?
And really maybe train yourself to how you react to situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Being able to step back and see a big picture, being able to have mm-hmm. the support network to handle stress, handle worry.
Keep the positive attitude.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
In the meantime, get to sleep, yes. Exercise, try to eat actual greens and vegetables and whole foods. Yeah, it's the package. I also mentioned that I was going to talk about chiropractic and the adrenal glands. And something that a Dr. Goodhart has identified is that there's 5 skeletal muscles that are directly related to adrenal gland function. And 2 of them, the sartorius and gracilis, are muscles that attach to the pelvis. And interestingly, if there's adrenal gland stress, they may have subluxation in what's called their sacroiliac joint because of the weakness in those muscles. Now, when people come in and say, my low back hurts, and just to the side of the center of the low back, those are where the pelvis meets the low back. That's called the SI or sacroiliac joint, which is something that we see all the time in people.
And we see
instability in that joint in people.
I'm learning so much today.
Well, and it's interesting.
I can't wait to go to a cocktail party.
I've read that that area can subluxate easily with increased stress and change in people's life. And I just learned why. It's because of the adrenal gland dysfunction.
So now I'm going to be paying attention in the office during the holiday season when everybody's stressed out to how many people come in and talk about having these issues.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And you know, before I forget, Jessica, you reminded me to tell people to like us on Facebook. If you go
yes.
to, if you're a Facebook member, go to Spinal Corrective Center. And so much of this information on all these podcasts are posted, the links to them. It's a great way to stay on top of what we're doing. Well, you know, we could go on forever with this topic, and I think this is a good start to get a sense. If you want to know more about innate response formulas, it's www.innateresponse.com. You can learn more about James Doherty. And, you know, I think we should do a whole nother podcast maybe on thyroid next time.
Oh, wonderful.
Come back every time.
You have been excellent information as well. And I just enjoy having you here every time, James. We learn so much. And this is important information. This is stuff people need to know. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.